Come on, Corbin. Come on.
We just stand up on our seats.
Scarlett.
So seriously, what do I do with my hands?
No, just don't.
Stand up.
Guys, stand up.
Of Christmas light up every scene. The colors of Christmas, more than red, white, and green. The best decoration that I've ever seen. The colors of Christmas, oh, what do they mean? What do they mean? The colors of Christmas fill our hearts with cheer. The colors of Christmas spread joy far and near. They help us remember the story each year. The colors of Christmas proclaim that Jesus is here. They tell the good news, God has come, do not fear. The colors of Christmas proclaim that Jesus is here. The colors of Christmas proclaim that Jesus is here.
Zella,
sit down.
Today, boys and girls, we are going to be decorating the Christmas tree in our classroom.
Yeah, I want to decorate the Christmas tree. It sure doesn't look very festive. We need some color.
Color indeed. Speaking of color, did you all know that the colors of this special season have symbolic meaning?
I always was partial to silver, as in the braces Madeline got 3 years ago at Christmas time.
That's not exactly what I had in mind. There is great symbolism in the colors of Christmas. In fact, each color points directly to the story of Jesus as told in the Bible. Let's start with green.
Green isn't cash. I hope Grandpa stuffs my stocking with Benjamins again this year.
Hello? I think Miss Lydia's talking about the tree.
You're right, Madeline. 7 feet of glorious green. It's glorious because green is the color of life. We decorate evergreen trees this time of year to be reminded that Jesus came to earth to give us life. Can anyone remember a verse that talks about life?
I know, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
That's right. God gave us Jesus so that we can have eternal life. So every time you see green at Christmas, or really any time of the year, remember that Jesus came to earth so that you can live with him forever.
Help me.
Go on, you gotta get to the tree. Oh.
We waited here on earth for oh so long. It seemed the hope was gone, but still we prayed. Till Mary laid you in a manger bed, and then the angel said, don't be afraid. Now every grateful heart rejoices, in joyful song we raise our voices. Jesus, you make all things new. You make all things new. Our hearts and lives are changed, we'll never be the same. You make all things new. You are making us new. All of our darkness now has turned to light. Morning broke through the night, we finally see. Now we behold our Savior face to face. Our fears have been erased, and we are free. This is our song of adoration, on a triumphant celebration. Jesus, you make all things new. You make all things new. Our hearts and lives are changed, we'll never be the same. You make all things new. You are making us new. You make all things new. You make all things new. Our hearts and lives are changed, we'll never be the same. You make all things new. You are making us new. You are making us new.
Actually, there's some important color there. Look at Mary. What is she wearing?
I got it. This is where Elvis Presley got the idea for singing, I'll have a blue, blue, blue Christmas.
All right, rock star. Good guess, but not quite right. The color blue was worn only by nobility, people of great power and importance. Mary's usually shown wearing blue, signifying that she is to give birth to the King of Kings. Seeing Mary in blue reminds us of the proclamation the angel gave to Mary. It's found in Luke 1:30-33. Nevaeh, can you read it, please? We can see another Christmas color in those ornaments.
Oh, really? What? I just see a shepherd with a brown cloak.
That's exactly right.
What brown?
Absolutely. People don't often think about brown at Christmas, but there is great symbolic meaning here. The shepherds in a traditional manger scene are most often shown in brown garments as a reminder of the wooden manger where Christ laid as a baby, as well as the wooden cross where 33 years later, Christ hung as Savior of all mankind. So whenever we see the shepherds dressed in brown and kneeling at the manger, we are to remember the announcement of the angel unto Joseph, found in Matthew 1:21. Can you read that, Corbin?
Matthew 1:21. And she shall bring forth a son, and his name shall be called Jesus.
to remember both the manger and the cross of Christ, his miraculous birth and his sacrificial death.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kissed your little baby, then you kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect land? When sad and child you're holding is the great I am. Oh, Mary, did you know?
Look, red and white. These are definitely Christmas colors. The jolly old elf himself.
That's right. And white?
I know, I know. White shows that Jesus' blood cleansed us from our sins.
That's right. Our red and white decorations remind us that the baby in the manger became the Lamb of God whose blood was shed for all of us, no matter who we are or what we've ever done. The Christ child of Bethlehem became the Redeemer and Savior of all men.
Wait. Come here.
put it on. Put it right here.
There's a place where mercy reigns and never dies. And there's a place where streams of grace flow deep and wide. Where all the love I've ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing down. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in all of you, I'm in all of you. Where your love made red and my sin washed white, I owe to you, I owe to you, Jesus. There's a place where sin and shame are powerless. And there my heart has peace with God and forgiveness. Where all the love I've ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing down. I surrender my life. I'm in all of you, I'm in all of you. Where your love red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you, I owe all to you, Jesus.
Let me help you.
The star is gold. I think I know this one. It's where the three wise kings from the east followed the star to Bethlehem and brought their finest gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, to signify their very best.
So we should always bring our very best to Jesus and remember that he gave us the very best life possible, everlasting, when Jesus rose from the dead.
We give Jesus the very best because he gives his very best for us.
Like the wise men who have journeyed far across the desert sand, bringing all their greatest treasures, blessing out of the land. I'm bowing down before you just to say that I adore you, and I give nothing less than the best to Jesus my King. All my heart and my soul I give everything, 'cause you gave your best for me. Open your hands, take my feet, take my silver and gold. Not a gift, big or small, will I ever withhold. 'Cause you gave your best for me. Oh, you gave your best for me. So I give nothing less than the best. Nothing less than the best. Nothing less than the best to you, Lord. And I give me less than the best to Jesus, my King. All my heart and my soul, I give everything. 'Cause you gave your best for me. Take my hands, take my feet, take my silver and gold. Not a gift, big or small, will I ever withhold. 'Cause you gave your best for me. Oh, you gave your best for me. So I give nothing less than the best.
I couldn't have said it better myself. We've recounted the whole story, color by color. Kids, I hope that when you deck the halls and see the colors of Christmas, you'll remember how they tell the story of Jesus.
God tied it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The colors of Christmas fill our hearts with cheer. The colors of Christmas spread joy far and near. They help us remember the story each year. The colors of Christmas proclaim that Jesus is here. They tell the good news God has come, do not fear. The colors of Christmas proclaim that Jesus is here. The colors of Christmas proclaim that Jesus is here.
I'm a bow. Triple bow.
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 I did it.
Hey, guys. No. Thank you.
Did you see our bow at the end?
I don't think-